Okay, 18th parak of Oilus, 5th Mishnah, Kates and Matan Besapras. How has one Matan Besapras? Neutral, we manage Shloshin Tvachim, or Neutral, Gabin Shloshin Tvachim. You remove 3 Tvachim of earth from it, or you cover the entire thing with 3 Tvachim of earth, because that thickness is thickness that the Machresha, the plow that causes the bones to get mixed into it, doesn't is not affected by it. So either you remove the area that has the bones, or you cover it up with the earth it doesn't have. If you remove 3 tefachim from one side, then you took another earth and put on the second half, it's also Torah, wouldn't have to be choshish that maybe something's going to fall down from the top to the bottom. If you removed one tefach of mechza, and then you put on top of that tefach of mechza, it's Torah, which is a very big chiddush, because lemaisa you only have one tefach and a half that have been exchanged. We don't pass them like that. If he puts stones that cannot be moved and covers the entire base of pras, then it's also tar because he'll never come into contact with the bones underneath. Shimon Oimer af uzik base of pras tar removes all the stones from the base of pras, not just removing the ones from the top, but he digs into it, and any bone, any stone he can find, he removes. It's also tar, which we don't pass in like that. Also, we don't rely on that because there's still maybe chash for small bones there.